Good morning, young friends and everybody listening. So today's lesson is going to be a jam-packed three-in-one lesson. We're going to have an English lesson, a scripture lesson, and a life lesson. And I'm giving a shout out to Meg Johnson, English teacher at the high schools. She would be so proud. Okay, so first for our English lesson. These things are hard to talk to with enthusiasm. So what is, okay, let me rephrase. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm going to tell you about a homonym. Say that, homonym, homonym. Okay, out there, do you remember what a homonym is? I'm going to tell you. A homonym is words that sound the same, but that are spelled differently and have different meanings. So here's some examples. C-S-E-E and C-S-E-A, right? You can see something or you can go to the sea and find shells. Two, T-O and T-W-O. Right, you're going to the store to buy two bananas, okay? Two more. Write, W-R-I-T-E, you're gonna write me a card. Or write, R-I-G-H-T, I am right-handed. Here's three. So, S-O, so, S-E-W, and so, S-O-W. Okay, I went to the store so I could buy bananas. Kinsey is sewing some Girl Scout aprons for a project. And today we're going to talk about the word sow, S-O-W, which means to plant. So Ruthie, let's talk about a seed. What do we need to grow to plant a seed? Soil, water, sunlight, and fresh air. Excellent. So if there is sunlight and fresh air and soil and water, can I open up that door over there on the side of the sanctuary and throw some seeds outside and they're going to grow? No. I have to work the soil. I have to give the seeds water, right, at a normal time so that they can grow. I have to be intentional, right? I have to do things on purpose, and I have to add effort, correct? Right. Well, I'm going to tag team with Scotland County School's message or theme this year, which is growing greatness. And I thought about this. And I thought, you know, that is an awesome theme because with Drew, who just graduated high school, they can't just grow greatness in seniors. They had to start with him like they started with you, Ruthie, in kindergarten. They had to get you ready. They had to teach you letters and numbers and then how to put those letters together so you could read these words I just showed you. And then Kinsey's in middle school, and they're teaching her about letters and numbers that go together in math and algebra and all this other crazy stuff. But she's going to use that later, too. And Cole's a junior this year. So all along the way from elementary school to middle school to high school, the teachers and the staff in our county have to be intentional. They have to add a lot of effort. And they have to do things on purpose to grow you guys into great adults and great citizens, just like we have to do with those seeds. All right, back to the Bible. How can we grow the fruits of the Spirit that God has given us? Do you remember those? I'm not going to sing them, but it's one of my favorite songs. What are some of them? What are the fruits of the Spirit? Gentleness and self-control. Between the two of them, they just got all of them. Great job, girls. Great job. So we have to be intentional about talking to other people right, about God and his stories and his love and his joy. We have to be patient and kind, right, with our friends, with our siblings, with our teachers and our parents, right? We have to be all those things, and we have to add effort. These things just don't happen. We can't just put our Bible under our pillows at night and wake up in the morning and know everything that was in that book, right? That used to be a joke, studying by osmosis. That doesn't work. So we have to be intentional. So smile, even though you have these masks on, I can still tell you're smiling with your eyes. Smile at school. Be kind at school and at home. Be patient, be a good friend, and be helpful. And that's how we can sow, S-O-W, plant these good things that God has given us, okay? And I have seeds, like flower seeds, for you guys you can take home, okay? So let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we cannot thank you enough for being patient and kind and sharing your love with us. Help us to take those fruits of the Spirit and all of the others and sow them in our world so that our coworkers, our friends, our classmates, everybody can see you through us and we can give you glory. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.